Hi, friend. I'm Ron, announcing the imminent arrival of Eternal Originator's Empire. I will read Supreme's inspired writings translated into American English at my site, waldoreedy.com, and comment. My email address is waldoreedy@gmail.com. Originator Liberator's timetable is critical for us now through 2028. The end of this society is dead ahead of us. The coming wonderful future world is at hand. Today is July 15th, 2026. That is, according to the solar lunar calendar that Supreme has inspired, it's the first of Av, or Av 1. 5787. Now we're continuing in Nahum with the third chapter of Nahum. The events that are happening in today's world are extremely parallel to what this man wrote about probably 3,000 years ago. Approximately is what I should say. Nahum 3, verse 1. Wretched town of bloods. He's talking about the violence that is worldwide, especially at this time. Yes, there was violence back in his day, but this is much worse. All its deception, violence, deception, yeah. Abundance of breaking in, that's stealing. Its prey does not depart. Verse 2, sound of a whip and a sound of a wheel rattling. A horse gallops and a vehicle lurches. Verse 3, horsemen mounts, flashing sword and gleaming spear. Many are pierced. That's a carcass mass, a mass of dead. No end to corpse bodies. That was never fully fulfilled in his day, and it's going to be very clearly fulfilled in the days and weeks just ahead of us. They stumble with their corpse. So it's a terrible, violent future that we can expect here in the days and weeks ahead of us. Verse 4. A well-favored, immoral one. In other words, we praise immoral and immorality to the highest. A well-favored, immoral one is from many immoralities. We are really disgustingly perverse. One selling ethnic groups with a possessor of witchcrafts with her marriage violations and clans with her witchcraft. Yes, demonism permeates our society. And a couple thousand years ago, people even recognized the involvement of demons. Today, people just willingly go along with it, have no idea how demonic their actions are. Verse 5, groups, Eternal Originator's communication. Groups is Sibbot, Eternal Originator is Yahweh. Those are the root words in the original language. Here then are the red letters showing it was from Supreme. You will notice I am is against you. Yeah, he is against all evildoers. I will open your skirts over your surfaces. That's what he does to the immoral people. It should embarrass them, but probably doesn't. I will show ethnic groups your prudenda and empires your ignominy. He's going to take us down for all of our evils worldwide. I will hurl terrors on you. That's what we have today, terrorism. I will regard you as foolish. Yeah, we are a pack of fools. I will set you as a spectacle. Verse 7, it will happen. All seeing you will escape from you. They'll run away. He will say, seat of government city will be devastated. That's what Nineveh means. It means seat of government. It was referring to an ancient nation, and it certainly applies to all seats of government worldwide right now. Who will show grief for it? Where will I seek condolence for you? Are you better than Luxor, sitting with shining waters all around it, for whose rampart is her wall of sea waters? No, that's a very specific area. Verse 9, its power is as if he were getting smarter and double stronghold without end. These are all the pagan pursuits in the past. Give and thirsty land's residents will be with your help. Verse 10, she is for exile. She will go into captivity. Her children will be dashed to pieces in the head of all streets. This is the terrifying future that we have to look forward to because we're so godless. They will throw pebbles over her honorable men. All her great will be bound with chains. Verse 11, you will be intoxicated. That is, demonically intoxicated. You will be concealed. You will seek protection from the enemy. Verse 12, all your fortifications will be fig trees with prime portions of figs. They will be shaken and fall into the mouth of those of one eating. Verse 13, surely you will see your people in you are women. Your lands, locales will be open to your enemies. The blaze will devour your prisons. Verse 14, you must draw sieges waters. You must strengthen your fortifications. You will go in mud. You will trample in mortar. You will strengthen brick. Verse 15, a blaze will devour you. Their sword will cut you off. It will eat you like the pupa. That's an insect infestation. You will be numerous like pupa. You will make yourself numerous like locusts. Locusts come from a whole chain of developmental stages. Verse 16, your merchants became many more than both the sky's stars. Pupa, that's a young locust, drips away and flies away. That's when it becomes a locust. Verse 17, your dedicated are like locusts. Your media are like grasshopper. So he doesn't think much of our leaders politically or religiously, especially the media. Grasshoppers that settle in the hedges in the day's cold sun rises. When the sun shines, they fly away. It is not known where its location is. Verse 18, level plains ruler. That was the meaning of the word anciently about Assyria. That was level plain. Level plains ruler, your tenders are drowsy. Now he was finding fault with this great city of Nineveh that 150 years or more earlier had made changes unlike any nation. And now here they were reverting to their evils. Your main men have settled down. Your people have spread on the mountains. No one gathers. Verse 19, no lessening is for your fracture. Your blow is grievous. All hearing your report will clap a hand over you. On whom your misery, on whom has your misery not continually passed? Terrible, terrible future facing us today here in this time of terrorists and violence and evil that it be unmatched. Okay, now we have a few concluding statements here, and we'll be ready for the next, or the 8th of 12, next time. We must flee idolatry. We must flee immorality. We must flee deceiving, coveting, dishonoring our parents, stealing, murdering. We must be being renovated now, or we will die. Friends, I hope you choose life.